I want you for just a bit tonight to turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living, as I have done. And while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. We would do well in this day to remember his promise in that last verse. When men and so-called science and people, politicians, for their own gain and advantage, say the things that they say about climate change and global warming and such as that, this promise will stand true. But that's not what I want us to look at tonight. I want us to look at a sweet savor. This morning, my son and I were talking about how to make different fragrances to make things smell better, and he talked about peppermint oil and cinnamon and things like that, and even said that some people, some real estate people, when they go to sell a house, they bake a batch of chocolate chip cookies in the oven, so that when the potential buyer walks in that house, that it has that homey smell. It has a sweet smell of chocolate chip cookies baking. But these verses also speak of a fragrance. They speak of an odor or a savor, as the King James has it. And this came about when Noah came off the ark. What did Noah do? First of all, with all he had to do, you know he had a lot to do. What is the first thing that he did? Verse 20 says he builded an altar. As a matter of fact, this is the first mention of this item constructed to worship, an altar. He builded an altar. And then the next thing that he did was he offered up sacrifices. He shed blood. And there was no doubt a lot of things that were in short supply at that time comparatively, such as all of the animals, but God, for the purpose of his worship, instead of just there being two by two going into the ark of the clean beasts, the clean things that were designated so by God, he brought them in by sevens for this purpose, the purpose of sacrifice and worship. And by this, we can know that there is nothing more important than worshiping God. In that hour, in that moment, the very first thing he does is worship God. And we also know by this that there is nothing too valuable to be spent on the worship of God. He took these animals, the only ones that there were on this earth that had gone into the ark, seven by seven, of the clean ones and of these clean beasts and animals that God had appointed for sacrifices, he offered a sacrifice. And these sacrifices, just like all that we read about in the Old Testament, these sacrifices that he offered, they all spoke of Christ's redeeming blood. They all signified the one sacrifice for sin. They all signified how God's justice is to be honored. And they all exalted the Lord Jesus Christ as the one way of salvation. In verse 21, it says, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savor." I've been thinking about it a lot lately, how that God, infinite, almighty, incomparable God, speaks of his own self in such ways that you and I can enter in just a little bit to what he is communicating to us. It says here that he smelled a sweet savior. Sometimes it says that the other senses which characterize men are mentioned. Eyes. His eye is upon him. The hand of the Lord, as I wrote in the Bulletin Sunday. The ears of the Lord, the mouth of the Lord. But here it's the nostrils or nose of God. When this sacrifice, these offerings were offered, it says that he smelled a sweet savor. He smelled a pleasing fragrance. I remember when I was a boy. That's a long time ago. But I can remember in the evening, on a summer evening, my grandmother's house was not far from us, and she had two gardenia bushes, giant gardenia bushes. Or as we called them then, Cape Jasmine. But there's something about those flowers that when the wind blows a little in the depth of the summer and it gets awful hot and they are in full bloom, that whole bush over head high, two of them at least, would be in bloom. And there would come the sweetest smell drifting down to our house. And that was such a pleasing smell. It wasn't anything about it offensive, but it was a warm and a pleasing smell. And I can still, in my mind's nostrils, smell that smell today and how it smelled. It smelled so good. Well, everything that has to do with and speaks of Christ is a sweet smell to God. Now, we can't really even compare the two things. And yet, God has given that to us to show in our own experience the things that smell so good or pleasing to us, like somebody's perfume that they wear, or somebody's cologne that they wear, or this flower or that flower, whatever pleases us in our senses, in a far greater sense, is God pleased? Is God satisfied? Is God delighted in everything about the Lord Jesus Christ, especially the sacrifice of Christ? Because Noah did not plant a flower first, or he didn't get out this or that that would smell good. He offered a sacrifice. He slew an animal. He shed his blood. And the Bible says it was a sweet, pleasing fragrance to God. Turn over to Leviticus chapter 1. Leviticus chapter 1, whenever all these offerings are mentioned, and especially the burnt offering, it says in verse 9 of this sacrifice, "But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord." There was to be fire. There was to be this sacrifice. It was to be washed clean. And it was to be burned with fire on the altar. And it says it was a sweet smell unto God. A sweet savor. Well, we know that everything in the Old Testament, regardless of what men say, everything in the Old Testament speaks of Christ. Speaks of him, even in this particular place, as a sacrifice. Look over in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. In other words, if you think that such as Noah offered to God, that was pleasing to God, just because it was done in the obedience of faith and because of what it typified. He's saying here that we are to love one another just as Christ has loved us, and it says that he gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm naturally a stinker. We don't take a bath every day. We don't put on some good smell, some deodorant, all these kind of things. We just naturally stink. Why is that? Because we're sinners. And because we're dying. Because we are what we are. And because of who God is, the way He is, we cannot in ourselves ever smell good. I know we're a lot in our self-righteousness, just like we are when we fix up and pretty up and powder up and all this stuff. Naturally, we just spray that little stuff on us. We say, boy, I look good. I smell good. That's not true with the way we are naturally before God. But he says here, he offered up himself an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. So, that means that although I am a stinking sinner in myself, in Jesus Christ, I smell good. I smell good to God. Because his sacrifice, his offering on my behalf is pleasing to God. You see, in Christ crucified, all the fragrance goes up to God and glorifies God. It's pleasing to Him. Because it shows His everlasting love. Because it shows His perfect purpose of grace fulfilled. Because it shows His holy justice satisfied. Because it shows His mercy and His power. And it shows all the harmony of the Godhead. It shows all the perfections of God in Jesus Christ. There's only one way that we ever know how God is, what His love is, what His mercy is, what His grace is, and that is in the cross of Jesus Christ. He is pleasing to God. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So every child of God, every one of God's elect, everyone whom God loves and Christ died for in that sacrifice, both He and they are sweet smelling to God. Now, I got a little bottle of stuff. And it smells good. It really smells good. To me, it does. And when I spray it on me, I smell good. Christ has the perfume of salvation, you might say. So when God looks at me and His Son, when God covers me with His blood and His righteousness, He covers me with the things in Christ that smell good to Him. So, the bride in the Song of Solomon, she goes to describing the bridegroom. You know, the bride is the church and the bridegroom is the Lord Jesus Christ. And she goes to describing the bridegroom, her beloved, in some rather intimate ways. She says, because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. He says, I am the rose of Sharon. Now, when I think of rose, I think of two things. I think of beauty and fragrance. And the lily of the valley. She says, a bundle of myrrh, that's a spice, a fragrance. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night between my breasts. He smells so good. She says, my beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor in the vineyards of En-Gedi. And the psalmist says, all thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Just like fragrance flying out. And that's the way we find Christ. Let me show you one more verse. Second Corinthians. Paul is talking about here in 2 Corinthians 2. In verse 14, he's talking about the preaching of the gospel, the witnessing of Christ to this world. He says in verse 14, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. In other words, the truth of Christ preached, the truth of Christ told by believers. It goes out, the truth of this knowledge goes out like a fragrance. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. In them that are saved and in them that perish. It smells good to God in those that are savoring it, loving it. It smells good to God whether they don't or not. He says, to the one we are a savor of death unto death. Christ crucified. All this business about being chosen in Christ and predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ, and Christ dying for sin, that it just stinks to the great majority of people. It's a savor of death unto death to them, and a savor of life to the other, the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? I can't understand it, can't explain it, but I know this. I'm first preaching for God. I can't tell you when the Lord showed that to me, what a burden it took off of me. My first goal is to preach for God, to send forth this savor of His Son, Christ and Him crucified, and then knowing that it will always be pleasing to Him. If it isn't pleasing to anybody that hears me, it'll be pleasing to Him. But I know this. The preaching of Christ is like sweet incense, not only to Him, to God, but also to His elect people. They kind of have a spiritual nose. When it's not like it is in this book, it doesn't smell just right to them. They say, well, I don't know what it was, but something don't smell right to that. But when they hear the truth, it's a savor of life and a life to them. It's just like those Cape Jasmine fragrances that waft on that summer breeze and come into my nostrils, and I thought, boy, that smells good. And when Christ is preached to us, if we be His people, we be born of His Spirit, we have faith in Him, it smells like the sweetest thing we ever heard, ever smelled. It's a savor, a sweet savor, a savor of life unto life, because we know it is a sweet savor to God. Our Father, we thank You tonight for all the ways in Your Word that You've spoken unto us and expressed to us the things of Your grace in our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for Him and for what He did in our place, that He offered Himself a sacrifice to You, and it was a sweet savor. Bless our time remaining together. Bless the food to the nourishment of our bodies. And grant that we might, with Your people, think about, meditate on, glory in, smell spiritually the things of Christ. For we ask them in His name. Amen.